I'm sorry about that. Hold. And what is the name and the address that's on this order?
Ken Crawford, 1185 Cambridge, Berkeley, Michigan.
All right, do see for the microwave in the hallway for tomorrow, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. from what I'm seeing here. But it seems like they left a voicemail saying it's changed to 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Seems like the route got shifted.
Okay, we can't do that.
Okay,
we needed the afternoon.
Okay, do you want me to postpone it so they don't go out there tomorrow and you can reschedule?
Well, no, I want my microwave tomorrow. We can't do the 8 a.m. to 10 a.m.
I'm sorry, we can't change the time window, fortunately.
Why is that? Why did we get shifted? We said from 12 to 8, and we asked for later the better.
I understand, but the time window is purely given based off of geographical location and circumstances with the route. So if there's changes, then all the times on the routes get shifted. It's not based off of preference or, you know, manually putting in time slots. It's purely based off of, you know, logistics.
So somebody else got their preference, but we didn't get ours.
No one gets a preference.
I'm not seeing it that way.
Well, no one can make requests for time windows, unfortunately. It's all done automatically via system, and it just, you know, gets shifted
then
around.
Then why do they even ask us that when we're doing it?
I'm not sure why Best Buy still asks when you would want it, because XBO has no, you know, control over that. It's all done based off of your geographic location. I still don't know why, after all these years, Best Buy still asks when do you want it. It cannot be guaranteed, and I wouldn't even look at it as any possibility, honestly.
So anytime, even if I change the date, because I can't do 8 to 10, I could get 8 to 10 on Tuesday, 8 to 10 on Wednesday.
That's very possible.
Well, I work. My husband works. So you're telling me I have to take off time from work so that I can get my microwave installed.
If that's what you feel like that you need to do, then I suppose so. I wouldn't be able to tell you how to do that one way or another. I'm just giving you the information that I have.
So, but you don't do Saturday and Sunday installs.
That's communicating between Best Buy and the techs, because we don't schedule on our end. I do know techs sometimes only have specific days they do go out, depending on the month. But
you just told me that wasn't have anything to do with Best Buy.
No, okay, so Best Buy pretty much works to scheduling the day. As far as the time window goes, that's not something that Best Buy has any jurisdiction over.
This is bullshit. I'm sorry. So you guys can get paid and get all your stuff done. I have to not get paid so that I can get my stuff done.
Not really, because if they don't make the installation, they don't get paid for that. They only get paid for the things they do, not what they don't.
That's what I'm saying. So they come in, they get paid because I had to go home from work between 8 and 10 a.m. And I don't get paid for that time that I'm not at my work. So are you going to give me something for that? That's why we scheduled it the other way.
Unfortunately not. Sometimes that's just how that works. Some people have to stay home so they can make sure everything gets done. And yes, they do get paid for doing that. They get paid for being there when the customer is there. That's generally how that works. So, no, there's no reimbursement in regards to that.
Not happy. That doesn't seem fair. I buy something, pay for it, pay for a delivery, and yet I'm being penalized. and then I have to take pay for it by not being paid.
I understand the frustration is just with these kind of things, we just can't control what time these individuals were. Usually you can control the time when they're only specifically going to your location, nowhere else, but anything that has a route, we can't go based off of customer preference, because then if everyone wants the same time, then it just won't work.
I didn't ask for the same time. I just asked for an afternoon.
Yes, but we don't go based off of customer preference, because if we did, then we'd have to accommodate all customers on a route.
Wow,
and that's just not
wow,
possible.
Wow. That is just, wow, where is customer service now these days? Don't go on what you need. I'm just going on what we need.
Well, it's not about what we need. It's just what's physically
possible.
Yeah, it possible.
Is. You just said it was.
No,
said that.
No, it's based off of geographical location. So it's physically impossible to accommodate 10 to 20 customers with their own time window of preferences and get to all of them within a timely manner. It's just not something that's logistically possible at all. That's
but it's
why
logistically possible to do some things in the morning and logistically possible to do things some things in the afternoon. That's why there's a time frame.
Yes, but we don't adjust that based off of customer preference. We do that
again,
based off of
again
route.
You're telling me that the customer means absolutely nothing to you. Just get it in, get it installed. We don't really care about the customer's
no,
needs.
It's
and
just
wants.
Physically impossible to accommodate
no,
every
it's
preference
not.
On a route. Because if everyone
it's
wants
not.
A morning preference, then we have to get to 20 people in the morning. It's just not possible. Everything is done on a route, so the time window gets placed around who's first in the route and who's last in the route.
Wow, I just say that really sucks. That your guys' customer service really sucks.
I mean,
but
if everyone
of course,
in the route
my hands
wants
are
a
tied.
9 to 10 window, then we'd have to get to all 20 customers within
but
the
that's
windows
not
of
what
nine
you
to
gave
10.
me. That's not that. There's a morning time frame and there's an afternoon time frame. There's an 8-hour morning time frame and an 8-hour afternoon time frame.
No, it gets narrowed down to a 3 to 4 hour window.
And now you're telling me I get to sit home from 8 to 10. You come at 10 o'clock. I've now spent 2 hours that I don't get paid for from work, plus the time it's going to take to install. I don't understand why customer service can't be customer service.
It's just not something that we can do to accommodate. There's no route system that exists that goes off of different customers' preference. It's just not something that's a concept. I'm sorry that Best Buy put that expectation that you can get what you preferred, but
oh, I have it in the past. We have in the past. Customer service has been better in the past. Fine. 8 to 10, tell them to call before they come, and those are not the phone numbers that they called. They're supposed to be calling my cell phone number.
They have both your numbers on here as like a primary.
No, you did
and a
not
secondary.
Have not. No, you did not. You did not call mine. You did not call my cell phone number.
I have a 248-219-7037 and a 248-547-4012.
Then
as a
why didn't
primary
they call that one?
Number.
They didn't call mine.
When it comes to time window notifications, it's an automatic it's an automatic system, or it's a individual calling specifically, and we go based off of primary number first. And you did say that
yes,
you
and
know,
my
they
primary number was
you
first.
And your husband as well, correct?
No, they did not contact me. They contacted my husband's cell phone number. They need to contact my cell phone number.
And which one's your husband's cell phone number?
7037.
Okay, yeah, that's the primary number we have. That's why they called it first.
No, that's not the primary number that you're supposed to have. That is not what we gave them.
That's what Best Buy gave us. I'm sorry.
Well, then you need to change that right now because my husband, I'm the one that has to come home from work now. So I need them to call my cell phone number when they're on their way. I'm not going to sit here from 10 to from 8 to 10. I'm going to call. They're going to call before they come, and then I will come home.
All right, I can change that one moment. All right, I switched the numbers.
Okay, what number do you have for them to call?
First one is the 5012 number.
No, that is not the right number. That's my landline. Somebody calls that, nobody's going to be home.
So can I have the primary number that you would like us to use?
248-219-7880.
All right, I have that adjusted. Is there anything else I can do for you today?
They need to call before they come.
They will call, they will go 30 minutes before they arrive.
Okay. Bye.
Right, thank you for experiment.